Welcome to Up to Date. I'm Steven Steigman. Steve Kraske is away this week. It's been referred to as a demilitarized zone, a border that separates one side from the other. Depending on where you are, Troost Avenue, the long north-south road in Kansas City, can feel like an unmarked fence between race, class, and economic struggle and prosperity. But local individuals and groups are doing their very best to break down that barrier. And today we'll take a look at a documentary that examines the history and future of a stretch of Troost. More on We Are Superman in a bit. Later in the hour, we'll preview an upcoming investigative series on the cattle industry. But first, tomorrow night at sunset, Jews around the world will begin the 8-day celebration of Hanukkah, a festival that commemorates the Maccabean victory over Antiochus of Syria some 22 centuries ago. When the Maccabees went to clean and rededicate the temple, they only found enough oil to light the temple's menorah for one night. But as the story goes, the oil lasted 8 days, a Hanukkah miracle. Well, no Jewish holiday is complete without its spread of food with meaning, and Hanukkah is no exception. Joining us now is Kansas City chef and restaurant consultant Bonnie Winston to share some ways to light up the Hanukkah season with tasty treats. Bonnie, welcome to Up to Date.
Thank you. Delighted to be here.
Well, most people associate potato latkes with Hanukkah. For those who don't know, what's a latke?
Well, a latke, by definition, is a Yiddish word that means pancakes.
Okay.
Quite simply.
I guess I make latkes every Saturday morning for my kids then.
Well, yes, you do.
But not potato latkes.
Right. You might try that.
Not a bad idea. Well, latkes come in many different forms. Some of us use shredded potatoes. Some of us use minced potatoes. What's your favorite?
I actually am probably a bit of a maverick there. Excuse me. Most people, I think, use shredded potatoes. I like to puree them in a food processor.
And why is that?
Well, I think it gives me the crispest latke.
Aha.
And thin equals crisp. And you could get them very thin by putting a mound in the pan in the hot oil and spreading it with the back of a spoon and just waiting until it gets real crispy and brown.
That's a good point. Well, what potatoes should we use? I mean, there are so many varieties. Does it really matter?
Well, I think the best choice is a starchy potato. And traditionally, Idaho potatoes were used. Now a lot of Yukon Golds are being used. The truth is that for many, many years, we only did potatoes. Now any root vegetable seems to be fair game. And some of the combinations are really interesting. Some are with potatoes. Some are not with potatoes. And they go pretty far afield.
Tell me about some of the other root vegetables that you like to use or you've seen others use.
Absolutely. I myself have done, sweet potatoes, which, of course, is in the same family. And
sweet potatoes are a little bit less – they're a little less starchy than
Idaho. Yes, they are.
So you're not going to get the same crisp latke as you would with a Yukon Gold, are you?
Well, it's surprising. I'm sure you've had sweet potato fries.
I have.
And they can get them pretty crispy.
But then they tend to be on the over-fried range, and I don't know.
It's a thin line.
It is.
Truthfully,
a thin line.
The with more cooking, they do better. You get more flavor and more crispness. But it is a thin line. But back to the root vegetables.
Yeah.
I think you can do parsnips and zucchini, and zucchini is not a root vegetable, but carrots. Mm-hmm. A lot of people make apple latkes, and then there are some sweet versions that I've seen made with cottage cheese and raisins.
Wait, you put cottage cheese and raisins
in
the batter?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that.
I've
I would
never
put that
made
on top
that,
of my latke, but I would never put it in the batter itself.
Oh, well, you got to save the top for applesauce and sour cream.
Well, as long as we're talking about our favorites, maybe we should ask listeners if they've got favorite latkes. If you have a favorite recipe, or it doesn't matter if you're Jewish or not, just give us a call, 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. You can also send us a brief email at uptodate@kcur.org. Well, let's talk about cooking oil for just a minute. There are so many types out there: canola, safflower, soybean, olive, grapeseed, crude. You know, what should we use? Obviously not crude. For frying latkes. 5W30, right?
I think that any vegetable oil is fair game. I know when my mother and grandmother used to make them, Crisco was absolutely the only thing.
It was kind of a new invention, you know?
Yeah. Well, we've come a long way since then. But truthfully, I think any vegetable oil would be fine.
Mm-hmm. How about olive oil? I mean, some people, you know, the tradition, you know, there was olive oil burning in the menorah. Why not use olive oil to fry?
I think it's too heavy, and it also the burning point is lower, so you really want to cook latkes over high heat so you can do them quicker and crisper. And olive oil is too heavy, and it also provides its own distinctive taste.
Sure, sure. Well, what temperature should oil be to be most effective at frying a latke, pan frying?
I think probably in this instance you want to go somewhere between 350 and 375.
And how can you test that there on the stovetop?
Well, if you just put a little bit of your batter in, mm-hmm. it should sizzle up around it. It's probably the old way to test it, but probably as good as any. Or, of course, you can always use a thermometer. Your first batch will tell you if you're too hot or too
– My first batch always comes out, you know, crappy, part of
right.
the language.
Right.
But as it goes along, as the oil gets hotter, it seems to be better and better. But then you have to keep an eye on it to make sure it's not getting – too hot.
Right. It's tricky because the more you fry, the hotter it gets. So, mm-hmm. yeah, you have to back up a little.
Well, how much oil should you put in a skillet to cook a latke?
Well, they suggest all the recipes usually suggest a good amount, like 2 inches.
Oh, my gosh.
I know it. But it fries away pretty quickly. So you really don't want to deep fry.
But then when you cook that latke, you take it out and all of a sudden it's really oily. What do you do with it to try to get off drain some of that oil?
You blot it on – actually put it on either paper towels or an even better option are brown paper bags.
Why brown paper bags? I've done that before.
Yeah, they really absorb the oil.
Huh. Never thought about that. Well, let's talk about shredding potatoes. Do you shred your potatoes by hand or do you use a food processor? I mean, you say you puree yours, but in your our intern, Beth Lipov, and her mom grate potatoes by hand. Like lots of potatoes.
I mean, that was the only option we had for many, many years. And you definitely had some skin knuckles to show for it.
Was this like a team effort? You could grab all the graters out there and, okay, you
right.
do this number of potatoes. You do the onions here. And anyway.
It would be a good way to do it.
Sure, sure.
You know, let me mention this, I think, is a very cute idea. There was an article in the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
A few years ago, actually, the author was saying that she had so many people for latkes that it was almost impossible to do a meal. So
mm-hmm.
she decided to do them appetizer size and make it into a finger food. But the interesting part of that is the variety of toppings that she used. And while, as I said, homemade applesauce and sour cream are the most traditional, a number of things that she had suggested were creme fraiche
mm-hmm.
and smoked salmon or lox, which of course is classic, smoked trout
or
a smoked trout mousse, which would be lovely.
Uh-huh.
Gorgonzola and brandied figs. Now, how's that for a little?
Wow.
And this is one that I did, Greek yogurt and pomegranate seeds. So you really can get all kinds of varieties. There's almost nothing that isn't fair game and lots of color that way and lots of interest. And
We'll post some of these recipes on our website a little bit later this afternoon at kcur.org. We have one call here before I take it, 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Catherine in Lawrence, welcome to Up to Date.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi, Catherine.
Hi. I'm so glad you're doing this show. This is a terrific topic. I was talking to the woman before when she took my call, and I have done all the traditional recipes. My mother did her latkes with mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes?
And you get this fluffy cloud of a latke. Instead of that dense crisp, you get a crisp outside.
Uh-huh.
And this fluffy interior. It's wonderful.
Interesting.
It is interesting. It would be a whole different
it's a
kind
whole
of
different
uh-huh.
ball game.
But why not? I usually
they're delicious.
I usually do one traditional one and then experiment with one. So that sounds
mm-hmm.
like a good one to do.
Absolutely. Also, has anybody thought of doing it with turnips?
It's an interesting idea.
I think turnips would be perfect.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
You know, they're really coming into their own. I love them oven roasted.
They're wonderful.
And so I think that the caramelization that you get would be perfect.
I
for
think
using
you're
them
right.
Probably half and half with your potatoes. The other thing that I do as a topping or a side is instead of the applesauce, I love my cranberries. And
why
so at
not?
This time of year, I make a cranberry chutney.
Oh, my gosh. I usually have a cranberry chutney for Thanksgiving, but it's kind of wow, what a great idea
it
to bring it over into December.
Right. With a little sour cream maybe or yogurt as well?
A little sour cream maybe, but the creme fraiche is actually perfect with this. You're absolutely right. And the gorgonzola, put that with your chutney. Oh, my gosh.
I think we're talking here.
Okay.
Catherine, thanks so much for the call today. Really appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
If you are just joining us, you're listening to Up to Date on KCUR. We're talking about the celebration of Hanukkah begins tomorrow night. We're talking about Hanukkah food and latkes right now with Bonnie Winston. A little bit later in the hour, we'll talk about We Are Superman, a new documentary. And then finally today, a look at an upcoming series on the cattle industry. Let's talk about go back to those shredded potatoes. How important is it to squeeze the water out of those potatoes?
You know, that's a debatable question. There's hardly a recipe that doesn't make a big deal out of that, how the importance of that. Once again, however, I don't. And when it comes to when you shred them, when you puree them,
right,
which is really what I do, you get a lot of moisture. And I don't remove it, and it's never been a problem. So,
but for those who do shred them, is it the point of getting the water out is what to so it doesn't splatter as much, so it makes it crisper?
I think both of those.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that the woman who just called in and mentioned mashing the potatoes,
mm-hmm,
this past week in the New York Times, there was a very interesting latke variation that I think I might have to try, which is a cauliflower feta fritter, they call it.
Oh, my gosh.
Topped with yogurt and pomegranate seeds. And in that instance, they actually cook and then mash the cauliflower and take it from there.
Interesting. So like a double-cooked latke.
Something like that.
in a sense. Well, we've been talking about latkes, and it's certainly the most traditional, most well-known. But let's talk about some other Hanukkah foods. Sufganiyot, also known as in this neck of the woods as jelly donuts. What's the history? Do you know the history behind sufganiyot?
Well, I think, again, that has most of all to do with frying in oil.
Right.
Because the more oil, the better Jew you are on this holiday.
The unhealthier you are, and yes.
Right. That's really a terrific
This is not exactly a heart smart show today, right?
Not.
No. We've already tossed out olive oil, so anyway.
Right.
So sufganiyot, jelly donuts. Do you ever partake in jelly donuts during Hanukkah?
Well, I have tried a number of different kinds of donuts just because they are so traditional. And once again, there are all kinds of fritters and donuts that you can play with in different flavors. Well, in the season, there's pumpkin is one. And, it's endless. But initially and in the bottom line, they're all just fried dough.
I mean, is it hard to make donuts? Because I've experimented with lots of different foods. I'm very proud of the fact that I make my own bagels, but I've never tried making donuts because somehow it scares me that I'm not going to get them to look quite as good as Lamar's can make a donut. Should I be worried about making a donut?
Well, I think the more worrisome thing is to worry about cleaning up the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, frying is a messy, messy
yes,
deal. And getting the oil at just the right temperature is essential. Otherwise, you know, you can get a very oil-laden product, and
mm-hmm,
that's not at all tasty.
Mm.
So, yes, I've tried it, and you should, just for the experience of it.
Excellent. So for those who aren't going to cook for Hanukkah over the next week, can you find a good latke in town?
I sure don't think so. I don't know of one.
Well, if anybody knows of one,
yeah, that would
shoot
be
us an email up to date at kcur.org. Let's say hi to Bill in Shawnee. Bill, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I'm sorry I tuned in a little bit late, and I have a question about latkes.
Well, you've come to the right place.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Traditionally, we grind our potatoes through like a meat grinder.
Uh-huh.
And put in onions. But the question I have is, how do you keep the ground potatoes from going brown?
Ah, that's a good question.
Yeah, that's a hard thing to do. Well, you should keep them in water after you've peeled them and before you start to work with them, and they will turn brown eventually. I used to get very upset about that, but the truth of the matter is once you fry them...
Aren't they going to be brown anyway?
Yeah, they are going to be brown.
Is there any taste when a potato... Is it oxidizing? Is that what's Is there any difference in taste?
I haven't noticed that. Have you?
Well, no, I haven't, but then, of course, I grew up with it, so I wouldn't know any different taste.
Well, that's a good point. But they do. They turn to kind of almost a gray, which is not an attractive color, but it doesn't seem to bother the finished product at all.
Mm. Do you think using a different potato would make a difference?
I don't. I think it's the oxidation process. I don't think there's any avoiding it unless you keep it underwater just until you're ready to use it. And that, if you go ahead and grate it first, I think that would work fine. Cover it with water, and then when you're ready to fry them, just get them as dry as you can.
Okay. Bill, I'll give it a shot.
Thanks so much for your call.
Thank you.
Well, Bonnie Winston is a Kansas City chef and restaurant consultant. Bonnie, thanks so much, and happy Hanukkah.
Thank you, and a happy Hanukkah to you.
Hanukkah, Hanukkah, Yonta Vashaina, Lichte Kudde Freilache, Nishto noch Azaina, Alle Nacht mit Redelach, Spielen alle Kinderlach, Heißer Lack ist Essen mehr, Schemen und der Händelach. Hanukkah, Hanukkah, Yonta Vashaina, Lichte Kudde Freilache, Nishto noch Azaina, Alle Nacht mit Redelach, Spielen alle Kinderlach, Geschwinde Kinder sind und jetzt alle Lachsa. Celebrate the salvation, 8 holy nights, 44 lights, make the whole world bright. We'd like to commemorate them bygone days, and we spin it to remember that an ace took place. If one little can all can burn for 8 days, then it ain't a situation from which God can't save. Check the shine from the light and the Sufganiyah. In those days and these times, celebrating Hanukkah.